I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Thursday, January 18, 2018. It's 1:35 p.m. No public comment. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Make a motion to approve accounts payable checks 448091 to 448171, warrants 6927 through 6938 with 3 journal entries.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for January 8th, 2018. That's it.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes for January 8th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board appointments. Developmental connections. We have three of them they're recommending, and we have an email that Karen Lashley, Don Ingram, and Tracy Barton. They've each completed full 3-year terms on December 31st, 2017, and they are requesting to be reappointed for a consecutive 3-year term that will run from January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2020.
You want to do each one individually?
That's fine with me. Is Don Ingram, who else?
Karen Lashley, L-A-S-H-L-E-Y,
and Tracy Barton.
Tracy Barton.
Move to reappoint Tracy Barton to the SBA 40 board. Or is it SB 40?
SB
40. SB 40 board. Retroactive to January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2020.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to reappoint Don Ingram to the SB 40 board, retroactive January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2020.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Question.
Go ahead.
Is SB 40 and developmental connections, on the data he's got, he's saying developmental connections. Is it?
It's the same. SB 40 board is the same.
Yep. Okay. Just one.
Move to appoint Karen Lashley.
Yes.
To the SB 40 board, retroactive January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2020.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I also have another application, an application here for Julie Campbell for the Taney County Health Department Board of the vacated seat of Joe Combs. That's the only one I have.
Question.
Question.
We have a letter. Is there not a letter there that where the director had recommended a person?
Oh, yep. Let's see, I have an application. And then I have a letter dated November 30th, 2017 from Mr. Nagoda. and he's recommending a Lori Hayes.
So we have two applicants, is that correct?
I have a letter from him. I don't have an application from Lori Hayes. He kind of talks about her. Did you read the letter?
Yeah, it was back in November. I just happened to think of it when right then.
Pass the letter.
Should we have an applicant or do we, how do you?
We usually have an application that they submit and sign. So.
So then you consider we just have the one application?
Yes. All right.
Make a motion to appoint Julie Campbell to a vacant seat from Joe Combs on the Tennessee Health Department. The appointment is effective 1/18/2018 and will expire April 2018 when the position is filled by election.
Oh, just a few months.
Would they?
If they have two people sign up,
then they have to.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they automatically stay
yes,
on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I didn't know if they needed to word it that way, or I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
They would have to.
Do we want to put a? Do you want to put that specific date in the motion, or do you just want to say, or until filled by a, by the next municipal election?
Will it be a if they don't have two people file a position, it won't be on the ballot.
Right.
So until.
I'm just saying, by you putting a specific date on it, does that?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when they will have to swear the next person in.
Right.
Whoever, if there's nobody, if they had.
If there's nobody else on the ballot, right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's not on the ballot, they still would.
They still swear, yeah.
Have to swear them in on that date. Until.
I guess if they say nope. I just don't want there to be a.
Mm-hmm.
You're automatically off, regardless
okay,
of who.
Clerk.
Yeah, I'll see Miss Neely out here.
Yeah.
Wesley, do you know? Do you have an opinion that you want to give?
I do know that they've already turned in their final certification to the county clerk's office, and notice only two seats that they listed for up for election. So this here's kind of news to us. That
on those seats that are up for. Has anybody else signed that? Is there, are those contended races?
They're going to be doing a non-election because they only have two people sign up for it.
Okay.
Can it be closed on Tuesday, the 16th?
So if somebody else would have wanted to sign up, they would have signed up for one of those two positions anyways.
They had two positions that was open.
And two people signed up for them.
Correct. Now, is this one of those positions?
No.
I don't know. And if it's not, why did they not advertise a unexpired term in the paper and take candidate filings for it? That's my question.
Right.
You know, it just sounds, to me, I hate to say this, but it sounds like something fishy going on with the health department. On that aspect.
Can you let the record show I'm biting my tongue? That's a joke. You really don't have to let the record show.
So we have a motion to appoint Julie Campbell to the vacate seat. And the appointment is effective 1/18/2018 to
fulfill the term.
Fill the term that expires in April of 2018.
Does that term expire in 2018?
That's what I'm trying to, that's the question.
To fulfill the vacant seat of Joe Combs. That's what he had on his letter, is that right?
Well,
yes.
I'm assuming it's public on who filed.
I can tell you off the top of my head. I've read too many others now.
Well, I mean, it is public on who filed. I mean,
yes.
If it's two existing board members, then it would be just those two positions, and it wouldn't. So this would be a third.
Yes, it would.
Do you mind trying to find out who those two are signed up? What do you guys think? Do you want to
be interesting to know who you have on record? Yes.
Is that do you mind, Wesley?
I'll be right back.
Thank you very much. Because if that's the case, with the next municipal election, then be because if deadline is already passed for filing, would be the next would be 18. And then does it go to, because it doesn't go to the next general election, I think it just goes to the municipal election.
Yeah, just municipal. So to fill the vacancy?
Would it not go to Jill's expired whenever he expires?
Well,
that's our school board does.
It would have.
Somebody replaces him, they come up when that person.
When that person comes up. Yeah. So Joe's expired term.
So
but if there's no, and then they would just automatically stay in because they're not running. I mean,
or they have to sign up.
It's too late to sign up.
Well, no, whenever that expired term.
Well, the expired term would have been because Joe was an appointment, so Joe's would have been up for April. That's kind of where we have our.
Three people sign up.
You say you did?
They did have three people. And they do have an unexpired term on here. Okay. At the close of office at 5 p.m. on January 16th, three candidates have filed and declared intent to seek full-term positions. One candidate has filed and declared intent to seek an unexpired term. Okay, here is the list of the personnel that have filed.
How many openings do we have? Two or three?
Three full-time, full terms, and one unexpired term. So they did do it an unexpired term.
So you've got.
So
you have three existing board members.
Mm-hmm.
The top three.
Yeah.
Top three. And then they have the fourth one there that filed on the 16th prior to 5 p.m. So.
That's what I'm saying. So if we appoint someone today, they would have to have signed up already.
If you appoint anyone other than the person that has signed up for the thing, they're going to have to run. Well, how am I trying to say this?
Those appointments go until the next election, and the election will